Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. The big one tonight is Liverpool and Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League, live on RTE2. The game starts at 8 o'clock, but the build-up begins at 7:30. And we're expecting this one to be the tie of the round, a repeat of last season's Champions League final, of course. Now, off the field, Liverpool's principal owner, John Henry, says he's not selling the club for now, but he remains open to investment. There's been a lot of speculation recently that the club was on the market and it was for sale. Joining me on the line now is Lisa Fallon, RTE analyst, but also FIFA high performance coach. Lisa, what exactly did John Henry have to say?
Morning, Darren. Yes, I think when he indicated in November that the club was open for investment after buying the club back in 2010, I think for about 300 million. I think it obviously raised a lot of questions and people were wondering, is it investment or is it a sale? But I think he was speaking to the Boston Sports Journal. And he said that he acknowledged that there's been a lot of speculation, but he said that he wants to keep to the facts. He said, will we be in England forever? No. Are we selling Liverpool? No. Are we talking about with investors about Liverpool? Yes. So I expect there's probably some movement coming at the moment with potential investment coming, but it's obviously not going to be a sale based on what he's saying.
Lisa, I was really looking forward to talking to you this morning because Liverpool fans are getting excited again. They've played really well in their last two games, but you have seen Real Madrid in the flesh over the last few weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, we were over at the FIFA Club World Cup, which Real Madrid won. And I have to say they were in pretty good form themselves. I think they've been a little bit like Liverpool, a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde type season, form, no form, and a bit erratic. But certainly they were in form in that tournament. Vinicius Jr. was on fire. He was brilliant in the semi-final. He got man of the match. We gave man of the match. And again, in the final where he scored two goals and an assist in their 5-3 win against Al Hilal. But I think a big problem for Real Madrid is the fact that Toni Kroos and Aurelien Tchouameni are missing. Everything in those two games really came from Real Madrid's midfield, and I think the fact that those two lads are out with flu is a bonus for Liverpool. And look, Liverpool were brilliant. You know, they got that win against Everton. They built on it by getting back-to-back wins against against Newcastle at the weekend. And I think even Jurgen Klopp's narrative has changed. I think having Virgil van Dijk back in the team, obviously he was back in for the Newcastle game, has given them confidence, and they have a little bit of momentum. And I think both teams probably have momentum going into this game, and a lot of history, as you said, between them recently, which probably has generally fallen in Real Madrid's favour if Liverpool fans are honest. But I think this could be a cracking game because they're both teams that really want to play. It will be an open game. It's one of those games I think you could have a high scoring game. And
how's it going to go, Lisa?
I think Liverpool, if Real Madrid had Kroos and Tchouameni available, because Thibaut Courtois is back. He missed the Club World Cup. They had Andrei Lunin, the Ukraine international, in a goal, and he was very good. But Thibaut Courtois came back in on Saturday for their game against Osasuna. So I just think, but on the basis that they're missing Kroos and Tchouameni, I just have a feeling Liverpool could win this one, the home crowd. But if the two lads are back, I'm not so sure it'd be as clear cut when it goes back to Real Madrid.
Okay, we'll be watching with interest. Finally, Irish game tomorrow, live on the RTÉ News channel. It's the Republic of Ireland against China ahead of this Women's World Cup. They're in camp in Marbella, Lisa. What are you expecting or what are you hoping from this game against the Chinese?
Yeah, I think, look, these camps are all about building and trying out new things and trying out new players and looking at players fitting into the system and learning their roles. So really, I don't think the result matters hugely. I think this is about process. It's about educating the players and getting them used to what they're going to come up against, because they're going to come up against teams that they haven't faced before, like Canada and Nigeria in the group stages. So I think Vera has picked the friendly opponents really well. I know there's more to come before, you know, between this window and the June window. But, you know, these games are so, so important because they're about practicing and they're about the players learning their roles, but also what it's like to face different challenges. And I think it'll be an interesting game because the players are in season. The girls will get extra minutes that they need because some of them, as we know, are not getting as much playing time with their clubs as is needed. So it will be very much a workout and a process towards it as part of building towards the World Cup.
Great talking to you as always. Lisa Fallon there. That Irish game tomorrow is live on the RT News channel. It's at 1 o'clock Irish time. And then Liverpool and Real Madrid on RT2 this evening. Coverage at 7:30, the match itself at 8. Joey Carby has been recalled to the Irish rugby squad for the game against Italy this weekend. He's going to be in there as cover for Johnny Sexton. The Irish skipper is nursing a leg injury. Ireland and Munster back row. Peter O'Mahony has signed a year-long extension to his IRFU contract and will run until the end of next season. Disappointment for the Irish team in their final game of the Women's T20 World Cup. Rain brought an end to play yesterday, and so India secured a 5-run Duckworth-Lewis Stern method win over the Irish. India go on now and play in the semi-finals. And finally, Mark Allen has been beaten in the first round of the Players' Championship. He went down 6-3 to Joe O'Connor.